everybody, and welcome to Haunt Fashions.
Hello, ciao, and yes, welcome.
Ignorant per ignotius, as a Latin
for
person would say. I didn't know she was 18. That's not what it means.
Okay, so that's Steve. I'm Luca, and what is it about? You are asking if you didn't.
I thought she was 18. That's what I was trying to say.
I've googled it. In Latin, it's e videri erat 18.
E vidri erat 18.
We're not preparing our defense in a shady trial. Just for you're wondering, the voice you heard is Michelle.
Yeah, hello, Michelle.
We call it sort of voice of God, if God were a female, which might as well be.
Yeah, but I fucked that opening up completely, didn't I?
So, no, that was beautiful and rambling.
Beautiful in its own way.
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned.
You're an idiot.
Say the size and say the shape.
Unlike you, you dirty pervert.
I know about redemption. I would look for revenge.
They ate the lasagna.
They're very weird.
Horn Fessions. The Horny Confessions Podcast.
It's called Horn Fessions.
Yeah, let's get back to this.
Let's go
back.
Why?
It's called Horn Fessions.
It's self-explanatory. The Sex Confessions Podcast. You send us your anonymous confessions. We don't know who you are. And we might judge you in a friendly way.
There's
no judgment.
There's no, but there is. There is, but there isn't.
But we don't. But yeah.
So you said in your horniest confessions to us, we go through them. We judge you. Luca usually ends up with his head in his hands.
No, because I might say something that maybe I feel might be inappropriate, but I'm a very nice guy. And Catholic. A bit a sinner, but Catholic.
Yeah. I'm kind of a lapsed Catholic, but I know all the stories and stuff. Do you know that Abraham cut off his own foreskin when he was 95?
Yeah. I know, yes. Imagine, that shows you God has a sense of humor. So God told the 90 years old Abraham, you know what, we need something to make sure that you follow my leader. You're one of the team. Take
cut
one for the team.
Foreskin.
And Abraham maybe said, okay, what should I like have? A symbol, something? Less is more.
My granddad, when he was 85, he had a shit in a waste paper basket. We put him into a home.
Abraham was so charismatic, he convinced all of his people from his tribe to do the same.
To do the same thing?
Guys.
Like this 95-year-old guy said, just chopped off a bit of his knob. Yeah, come on, everybody.
He said, guy, I'm in touch with God. You know, the big, big boss. He told us we will have a great life in the future. But we have to do little thing. Shall we add a scarf or a tie? Less is more. So, your penis, you have and imagine someone probably was just the foreskin. Someone, I'm sure at the beginning, took
of
the
course.
Tip off.
It's the first time they did
I've done it. Just the foreskin, not the tip. Whoa, you silly person.
You know, Nelson Mandela, his foreskin is still buried somewhere in South Africa.
What do you mean? He's not buried as well along his foreskin? What happened to Nelson Mandela's body?
He's buried as well. But his foreskin was he was circumcised.
Okay, and they made a funeral for his... They did a funeral for his foreskin?
No.
How do you even know these things?
After they cut... I read the long... This is what I took from the... This is the only thing I remember from Long Road to Freedom. He was circumcised and then his foreskin was buried. And
with a little cross and
so because he was circumcised not as a baby, it's like as a
adult.
No, as a child, but not a baby. So he was he was a few years old. And then he remembers all this and in the story he goes into it and then they cut it and then they buried it somewhere.
That's sweet. Like when you lose your little pet, like maybe the hamster, and they have a little funeral in the backyard.
Exactly.
So if you're a boy,
somebody you might be trekking through South Africa and you might not even know, but you're stepping over Nelson Mandela's foreskin. I think that's a big deal. If we've got any South African listeners, tell us if you know where it is.
Okay, out of ignorance, because I don't know, I've never been circumcised, but we had the fairy, the tooth fairy, so you lose
the tooth
and they give you money. If you lose that thing, they cut you out. But
there
anyway.
Is a circumcision fairy, because I've got my foreskin underneath my pillow every night. It's there. I'm just hoping that one day...
Even £1 for that, okay.
Yeah, it's been there since I was five, just waiting.
So, all good. What a rocking start.
Should we start with our first confession?
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
I have a stationery shop. Well done. We applaud your
We like people that are self-employed, have a job. Yeah. Good.
I have a stationery shop. And on the side, I sell sex toys for a very good friend of mine.
Okay, friendship is important, so well done on the friend's side. Okay, well.
You just can't imagine what people ask you for in a stationery. I think we can. Envelopes.
I don't think they ask for sex toy unless you display them next to the Manila envelopes.
I mean, anyway, I had a blind date. I made a blind date online, which again makes me think this might be from Malta because that's a very Maltese way of saying it. I had a blind date with someone who I met online with a very sexy, mature woman.
Okay.
I mean, why not? I thought it would never materialise since most appointments done on the internet turn out to be fake.
Depends on which website he is.
Exactly. Exactly. So this tells us a lot more about you, my friend. Well, the day came and I closed the stationery early so I could have some private time. And yes, she did turn up.
So he had the date in the stationery.
I think this is what, Only the sexy, mature woman looked nothing like her profile picture. Instantly, I made up my mind that this was not going to work. But I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Nice guy. I mean, she travelled a long way by bus. And she had kept her side of the bargain. Okay. I mean, this is weird.
Have a date with someone who doesn't look at all like the date, and you're in a stationery shop, what if maybe she was just a customer of this stationery shop and she just wanted to buy something, maybe it's only available in this shop, so she takes a long ride on the bus
and the weird guy
closed the shop behind her
and said, right,
oh, you don't look like the picture. What?
the way I saw it, so this is the guy speaking, the way I saw it, the faster we did it, the faster she would leave.
Maybe she said something. Okay, lady.
What a romantic.
The quicker, the sooner. Yeah. Maybe she was counting the pennies to buy the envelope.
She just wanted to buy a felt tip pen. So we started to have sex on one of the tables in the store. Oh. But nothing was happening. Just then, I remembered that amongst the sex toys in the shop, there was a gigantic 12-inch rubber dildo that I just could not sell because of the size of it. So I took it out, hoping that the size of the thing would surely put her off. No such luck. It made things even worse. She loved it. Whilst pumping her hard, I said... Whilst pumping her hard, I slipped the dildo out of her fanny and it went slightly into her ass. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I said sorry. He's a gentleman. And I didn't mean to do it. But she threatened me. She said that... If I stopped there, she would kill me. So I carried on until I thought my wrists would give way. I've since developed carpal tunnel, and I'm sure she's to blame. Okay, so she's injured. She injured him. The only good thing about the whole episode was the fact that although I didn't manage to have any fun whatsoever, I did manage to sell her that dreaded 12-inch rubber cock and get rid of it.
Okay, so now I'm a little slight. So there is a stationery shop, maybe somewhere in Malta, that sells stationery stuff and a massive dildo.
A massive dildo and other things.
Other sex toys.
It's not just envelope, dildo, envelope.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Dildo, handcuffs, envelope. Anyway, okay. That's fine. To help a friend, you know, friendship is important.
Why not?
I'm still unsure about this woman. Maybe she just was a regular customer. Then she thought, you know, they make the most of it. Technically, it's not even a sin because he was using a toy. So, yeah, he didn't enjoy it. He couldn't make it work. And he blamed it on that's a bit of like, we should start taking our responsibility. Nothing bad if it doesn't work. But he's not, because she wasn't like the picture. Come on. He helped the friend. He helped the woman.
He helped the friend. He helped the woman. She obviously
He didn't get any pleasure out of it, so
no sin. And he managed to make a sale. I mean, this guy should be doing online courses. I think this man is a hero. He's obviously a great
businessman.
He's
a good businessman.
Good businessman. So he's helping to keep the economy propped up and his lady friend propped up. She enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's important. So this teaches about how important it is to...
Yeah.
So he's looking after
his friends. She enjoyed it. The only thing is, I'm not sure I'd want to buy stuff from this. I mean, do they sell chewing gum in stationery shops? I wouldn't buy any food items.
A few episodes ago, remember, we had a story about a guy who had a sort of intercourse with an envelope. So maybe that's similar. What do they put in the envelope? If it was in Malta, I would...
What would they put in the envelope? I don't know. Depends on if you're doing a DNA test.
from a Catholic point of view, not so bad. Maybe she's a widow. She already maybe a bit of fun with the plastic thing, rubber thing is not.
Yeah, you'd expect that old widows would enjoy a 12-inch. A 12-inch didn't
build. How is 12? How big is 12 inches? I don't know.
I'll show you after the show.
30 centimetres.
Thank you. Again, said very quickly
Do you think he gave her a discount because she...
I don't.
Like sort of a...
Well, that would disappoint me. If he gave her a discount, come on, I would be
disappointed. All the way from,
Because my big thing is that his capitalist spirit is what endears him to.
He got carpal tunnel, so yeah, that's...
So basically, all he needs to do is, he needs to ask this woman for some money for his doctor's appointment.
But did he ask
live
about...
in peace, because he's a legend in my book.
He is, but yeah, okay, the only good thing... Yeah, he's...
I mean, the carpal tunnel is the penance, right? God has already punished
you. Yes.
So God's already punished you.
Pain helps.
Ask for some compensation and apply to be, I don't know, small businessman of the year.
You know, now we found out what is... Because I always wonder, mailboxes, etc. What's etc. stand for? Now we might have we're not saying that this was from mailboxes. If the lawyers of mailboxes, etc. are listening to it, and they are, it's just a joke. We don't really know.
Mailboxes, etc. want to sponsor the show, we'd be very happy to re-record this section and actually talk about it having happened in mailboxes, etc.
But etc. It's in Latin for and other things. So exactly. I think it would pass if it wasn't protected as a name, a trademark. I would name the stationery shop like this: mailboxes, etc.
There you go. So we've got a new name for you. We have a potential new sponsor on board. This man should be businessman of the year. And there's a woman who had great fun with a 12-inch dildo up her ass.
They lived happy. What a good positive story. You can have fun even in a stationery shop. I hope they clean the table afterwards. They never used our people. We almost never had something happen in the bedroom.
Never.
This episode, we had bathroom, we had a sofa in the office in the past. Yeah, yeah. We had a stationery shop. Almost no one is there in the bedroom. Okay, good.
And that's how we like it.
I was having sex with my girlfriend, which is okay. I mean, better if they're married, but it's fine. When her dog came over to see what was happening.
Dogs are very curious by nature, right?
I think at one point he started licking me up and down my ass crack. Any tips?
Any tips?
Is it technically a threesome? Not maybe if the third...
I would say any tips. I mean, it depends. If he did actually lick the asshole, prepare for fatherhood. I'd say that's the only tip I could give him.
So, I mean, they were in the bedroom.
This is what you've been after: a story of people in the bedroom.
Okay, but in bedroom, most of bedroom they have a door. I mean, close the door.
But dogs, you know how possessive dogs are of their.
Yeah, but so good news is that. I don't know if he's good, but he didn't clearly stop. He was focused. Why did he?
He was what? Our focus. I thought.
What did I say?
I was like, Luca, this is very. This swearing is very out of character for you.
Focused. I don't know. He was very concentrated. He never stopped because he wanted to please her girlfriend, or because he liked.
He liked the dog. I think he liked the dog.
He liked a little bit of rapping.
Have you ever had a pet dog?
No, never had a dog. And I'm glad never had. No, never. And
never been interrupted by
any
animal.
I met in the park some dog and maybe I threw a ball, them. And they... Yeah, and I never had the feeling, oh, I really wish...
You really
could,
wish it would
lick your ass. No. Oh, what a beautiful tongue. No, never had this. So he never stopped. He saw the dog coming.
Yeah.
He could have stopped. He could have said, oh, sorry, darling. I think there's one more person in this
relationship.
Maybe he
didn't realize. Maybe he thought it was his girlfriend, you know? Maybe they were in such a position that he thought it was his girlfriend. Then afterwards, he realized.
How could you? Come on.
Well, I'll draw you a diagram. But he.
If he is a different position, you look. Well, come on.
He obviously enjoyed it.
He enjoyed. That's why he didn't stop.
It's not exactly a good thing.
What tips does he want? Like.
I mean, enjoy it, right? The dog is obviously important to the girlfriend. So enjoy it, I would say. Open yourself up.
He got lucky because the dog could have been jealous and
his balls.
But yeah,
so but he didn't. I'd say, I mean, no harm done. If he enjoyed it and the dog is fine.
All good. All good.
Dog saliva, though, can kill at least two types of bacteria.
A dog licking your ass is actually a good thing.
Dog saliva can kill two types of bacteria. Yeah. And how many more can he give it to you?
Yeah, hundreds.
Okay. What's your final tip for this guy?
Close the door.
Hornfessions. The Horny Confessions Podcast.
I stumbled upon some doggers in a forest in Norfolk. So, I come from a very Catholic family, a bit like us.
Good.
So I was shocked and scared. I then called the police, but the police didn't come. So instead, I tried to make a citizen's arrest of the doggers. But they just laughed me off. I went home, but now I feel really bad. How can I make amends?
So a bit of context. If I understand, doggers is when...
People take their dog out for a walk and... No. Doggers is people... Yeah.
Something I've only found out in this country. Yeah. Probably happens other places, but we don't call
it. It's a very British thing.
So in the forest or in even in a park, car park in some place. That is be a forest in Norfolk. Can be anywhere, I think. Someone is having sex in a car.
Yeah.
So it's not in the forest. Someone now is having sex. And a lot of people are watching.
Are watching and that's how probably pleasuring themselves.
Performative art started.
And this guy saw them. I don't know why he was in the forest in Norfolk, but he saw them.
Because he heard that there were a community of doggers and he wanted to say, he bought an empty basket. I'm going to go foraging and mushrooms. And then
he was shocked.
He saw this. Sorry. I thought dogging happened only when the couple is in the car and people are looking. But not in the forest.
Maybe there's a road that goes through the forest or an opening in the forest.
Range Rover. A lot of royal people live in Norfolk.
A lot of royal people.
But we are not assuming that it might be this part of this anonymous confession. So
I think Luca might be assuming. So.
No. I won't assume. Because, you know, if there's one thing about the royal family, they really are perfectly fine people with no
sexual kinks or anything.
Nothing really. That's perfectly fine and normal. Almost boring.
Have you ever come across any doggers?
No. Not that I'm aware of, but I never also had sex in the forest. Was the couple... What happens? Are the couple... I assume it's the couple. The people
who are doing
providing the show are aware of the people looking at them?
Of course, that's why they're doing it.
So you saw these people. How was the dialogue? Like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, is there a wild mushroom? There's a wild couple.
So let's role play this because I know you've got a little bit of you've done a lot of acting actually.
Yeah,
so
thank
let's
you
let's
so.
Do, let's do. So you're the are you the dogger or are you?
I am the shocked Catholic.
Okay, so I'm the dogger. Baby.
What is sound? Must be maybe a wild boar.
I'm Johnny Dogger.
Okay, no, wow. This is the. The Royal Parks of Norfolk.
The Royal Parks of Norfolk. This
by appointment, you should no, you shouldn't.
Look at my balls.
Unless you're a deer, you shouldn't, or a swan, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, baby, come! Do you want to join in? Oh,
no, I'm gonna call
fingers.
The police, the good police of Norfolk.
Oh, no. Ha! You're gonna call the police? Ha! Don't make me laugh.
And there might be some of the police. He's in the circle looking.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're already here.
No, he's the officer. That guy. He's Sergeant
the constable. I'm gonna do a citizen arrest. What is even a citizen arrest? Like you do arrest.
Citizen arrest. I think. Citizen's arrest means that if you suspect a crime is being,
yes,
it's happening. You'd be like, I arrest you, and then you can. I think there's you have to
like
say
tag along. Yeah,
say certain
tag.
Things. You have to say certain things.
It never
things
works. Come on. Do you think is anybody? I think that criminals really despise you if you. Who did arrest you, a citizen?
Yeah.
Come on. You are so low in the scale of.
I think if you can hold them, right? If you can till the police arrive. But the problem here is that the police have already said they're not coming. Again, so let's go back to the role play. So, haha, you're going to do a citizen's arrest on me? Haha. No, Luca, join the doggers.
I won't, and I would never enjoy watching people doing something that maybe I haven't done in a while. So,
Come on, look at this.
No, whoa, that's bad. There's mud everywhere because it always rains.
Lots of mud.
No, that's
lots
very
of mud.
Disgusting.
And hedgehogs, probably. Look what I'm doing with this hedgehog. I'm going to stick it right on my ass.
No. And then, he went on. He ran away from the forest.
And then he ran away because he was scared. And now, hold on.
He feels bad.
Now I feel really bad. And he wants to make amends.
Amends what?
Like, so he wants to make amends. He now wants to be friends with the doggers, basically.
Or he wants to create another occasion so he can arrest them.
Maybe. Or maybe he wants to get involved. Or maybe, Luca, he's just a good guy and he thinks, you know what?
They had fun.
These were just people having fun in the forest. They weren't hurting anyone unless it was consensual.
They were making
nature more fun, weren't they? And I think this is what we need to do. If we want to save the planet, we need to try to make nature and forests and environment, we just need to make it a more welcoming place. And what better way to do it than by spunking?
Was it summer? Was it because it must be cold?
It must have been summer, yeah. I
but there's a lot of bees and stuff. It's very inconvenient. I don't like the idea of nature. Anyway, maybe they like a bit of steam.
Yeah. Again, that's why these doggers are better people than you, Luca, because they...
But you walk in the forest just to see someone having fun when you can watch it for free on a porn website.
But it's not as nice. That's like saying, why
it's more interactive.
Then? Why travel? Why go and... I can just see.
Yeah, as comedians, it's okay in a Netflix special, but you should come and see us performing live.
I'm on the dogger side. Exactly.
Not just for the live performance.
I mean, I don't know what people in Norfolk are famous for. It's like there's lots of incest, isn't there, in Norfolk, I think.
Really?
No. I know that there's the royal, the prince and princess of...
Are we Googling incest in Norfolk?
No, I don't think. We don't. I know that the royal family, there's a royal circle or something like that. A lot of people from the royal family, the prince and princess of Wales, they had a house there. I know that it's... Oh, let me,
yeah, we're all Googling.
Well, I'm the Italian guy, although I'm British now.
Basically, I'm just saying he should do, like, there should be a Norfolk celebration for all these people. He should bring everybody together. So there should be dogging and cheese and incestuous...
A fringe. A Norfolk dogging fringe.
There should be a Norfolk dogging fringe. Luca, you could... I mean, we could perform. You could...
Oh, yes, we can do... We can do comedy when people... Like, if you're getting tired of watching people have sex in the other park, there will be comedians providing jokes. Then we just...
So we'll be doing our comedy.
We could do live commentary of what's happening.
Yeah,
even for people who cannot enjoy from
and Princess of Wales could open it.
I'm sure they're listening to our podcast, and if maybe they brought some of the confession we don't.
And cider, apparently they're into cider. I think, because they have apples, don't they? So this is our suggestion: create a whole festival to celebrate dogging in your area, and we'll come and perform for you.
But
Luca will give you a discount as long as there's no dogging in his direct eyesight.
Yes,
it'd be very hard for there to be no dogging in my direct eyesight, seeing as I've got a wonky eye and I've got like almost 3 centimeters of vision.
The best of two worlds, but
So we're very happy to perform. We can sponsor it without any money. We don't have any money, but Confessions could be the official.
Oh yes, that could be like a live podcast. Yes,
we could actually watch the dogging, like you said. We can comment
and do a live commentary. Time's up.
The time is up. You're right. Time is up. On people.
That's why I keep when you have fun, when you think about people having fun, when you think about people watching people having fun. Time flies. Time's up.
So what are we thinking title-wise then?
I was thinking because we have the Norfolk situation.
Norfolk dogging.
We had the dog situation. The stationary,
dogs like
dog boxes, etc.
Dog boxes, etc. There
dog
you go.
Dog forest, etc.
dog boxes.
Because doggy box is when you
box dogs. Doggy boxes, etc. That's the title for this episode. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your confessions. Our time is up.
Next episode, send us your confession.
Send us your confession. You know how to do it.
Whether you're a commoner or a royal member of the royal family.
Yeah, we'll be more info about the Norfolk Dogging Festival coming very, very soon. Anything you'd like to say, Luca, before we go?
Brilliant. Ciao.
On that note, see you later, everybody. Bye.
See you.
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions podcast. Produced by Steve Healy, presented by Steve Healy and Luca Capani. Music used, Burn the World Waltz, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. The Chase, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. Special thanks to Corinne Muscat and to Michelle. Horn Fessions is a Revolt production.